I noticed you've been here for a long time, so I'll be brief. So I am teaching a course called International Financial Policy 542, and it is a course where we will try to understand how when one country changes its policy, monetary or fiscal policy, how does that affect itself, and how does it affect its neighbor countries or all other countries in the world? I think in this current interesting global financial time, it is an absolutely essential class. You actually have to take it. How could you leave this place without knowing what was going on? Anyway, I hope many of you will consider taking it. It is basically the format is we're going to be looking at what's going on in real time as well as understanding the models that people have developed to understand why we have currency crises, why we have financial crises, etc. You will all have to write a country report. You find a country that you are interested in, either because you visited or you want to visit. You're going to figure out what their economic problem is, and you're going to come up with some policy recommendations of what they can do to fix things. If you take, at the same time as my International Financial Policy class, my macroeconomics class, which is PP 556, you get a two-for-one deal. You only have to do one report, because in both classes, the same country report is the last assignment. So I've often had students take both classes at the same time. Sadly, they're on the same day in the same room, so you're going to sort of feel like that deja vu thing, like, haven't I been here before? It's actually quite different material. The macroeconomics course is really thinking very much from the point of view of an individual country, although it need not be the United States. What kinds of policy choices do they have when it comes to big macro issues like unemployment, inflation, et cetera, so, but both classes are going to help you develop an understanding of what does it mean when an interest rate goes up and down? What can the government do when we see unemployment rates like we do? Can they do anything? We're going to talk in both classes about some of the causes and possible remedies for the crises that we've seen in the last year or so. So both courses are from a macro perspective, if you have never taken macro before, it's a really different way of thinking about economics. You've all taken micro, some students find macro really exciting. Others find it more difficult to understand because it's not quite as... I can't believe I said this in front of Alan. How about if I use the word loosey-goosey? There are lots of things going on in the models. So we will talk about models. We'll talk about data. I personally think it's a lot more fun when it's loosey-goosey. But many of you will have taken 541, which is international trade, and the international financial policy is the companion course for that. You do not need to have taken 541 to take 542. You can take each of them in isolation, but that is our international sequence, and you learned about trade in 541. You'll learn about finance in 542. Since I haven't seen my one-minute sign-up, I'm happy to answer questions, because sometimes it's a little bit confusing what the differences are across the two classes. Any questions? Anybody still alive after this long session?